If you are connected to aging parents, adult children, caregiving stress, family planning, widowhood, memory concerns, or end-of-life conversations, this course was made for you. Aging with Honor, a Christian guide for parents and adult children, is not just for people already in crisis. It is for families who want to prepare before confusion, resentment, fear, or emergency starts making decisions for them. This course is especially important for three groups of people: aging parents, adult children, and Christian leaders. First, aging parents should take this course because wise preparation is part of Christian stewardship. Many parents want to age with dignity. They do not want to leave chaos behind. They do not want their children guessing about medical wishes, financial readiness, housing needs, or funeral desires. They want to remain respected adults, not become emergency situations. This course helps aging parents think clearly about real-life issues like driving housing caregiving powers of attorney estate readiness, memory decline, family communication, legacy and blessing, and it does so in a way that protects dignity. This course does not treat aging parents like passive care objects. It treats them as whole, embodied souls, image bearers before God, whose voice still matters. Second, adult children should take this course because love alone is not always enough to navigate these situations well. Adult children often want to help, but they do not always know how. They may move too fast, they may avoid hard conversations too long, they may panic when a parent declines, or they may quietly carry too much until resentment builds. This course helps adult children learn how to honor without controlling, set boundaries without abandoning, start conversations before crisis, recognize manipulation and financial abuse risks, navigate sibling conflict, respond to grief, loneliness, and changing capacity, prepare for end-of-life discussions with peace and Christian hope. In other words, this course helps adult children become wiser, calmer, and more prepared. Third, Christian leaders should take this course because these issues show up everywhere in ministry. Pastors, chaplains, ministry coaches, visitation leaders, and volunteer ministers are constantly around families facing aging-related decisions. Someone in the church is dealing with a confused parent. Someone is becoming the default caregiver. Someone is grieving a spouse. Someone is fighting with siblings about what to do next. Someone is trying to talk about funeral wishes, memory decline, or whether dad should still be driving. If you are a Christian leader, this course strengthens your ministry wisdom. It helps you guide people with dignity, truth, and peace without overstepping into legal, financial, or clinical roles. That matters because this course is practical, biblical, and ministry ready. It teaches families how to think about aging through the Bible, the Organic Humans Framework, the Ministry Sciences Framework, and the Christian Leader's Vision that all of life is ministry, aging is ministry, caregiving is ministry, caregiving is ministry, caregiving is ministry, finishing well is ministry. This course is also helpful because it is a shared journey course. That means aging parents and adult children can take it together. When they do, it often helps them talk earlier, reduce future panic build, shared expectations, make room for grief and dignity, and create peace before crisis. That is one of the strongest features of the course. It does not assume the parent is always right. It does not assume the child is always right. It helps both generations think more clearly together. And there is good news. This kind of training is available through Christian Leaders Institute, where people can study free and grow in wisdom for real life and real ministry. What not to do? Do not wait until a hospital stay, a fall, a financial problem, or a sibling fight forces the conversation. Do not assume aging parents should take the course alone. Do not assume adult children will automatically know how to help wisely. Do not think Christian leaders can guide families well without understanding these pressures. Do not treat aging as only a medical issue when it is also spiritual, relational, emotional, and practical. Instead, make a plan to study early. If you are an aging parent, take this course for your own peace and preparation. If you are an adult child, take this course so love can be matched with wisdom.